He has a concussion. I'm pulling them out and I'm not letting them go back in. I mean, the risk is just too great.
Dr. Jeffrey Mianis speaking with Illinois Public Media's Scott Cameron. You can hear much more from that interview at willnews.org. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition on this Friday. Coming up next, Todd Gleason has the opening market report on AM 580. Vic DiGeronimo standing by for a classic morning prelude on FM 90.9. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media News.
And I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with this look at what's been happening in Chicago at the CME Group. At this hour, futures in Chicago are a penny and a half lower in the corn pit for the July contract. December is down 2. Beans are up a quarter in the nearby November contract. New crop is down 3. The bean meal is 240 higher. Bean oil up 9 cents. Wheat futures in the soft red are 3 3/4 higher. Live cattle futures are down $1.17 and a half. The feeder cattle are off $1.42 and a half. And lean hogs for the day are 17.5 cents lower. Today, U.S. Congress will take up TPA, supposedly. There may be a very important vote there on trade promotion authority. That would give the president, whoever it happens to be at the time that the trade negotiations are going on, the ability to negotiate those deals, with Congress only having the ability to vote them up or down. Now let's take a look at the weather forecast. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated joins us. Good morning to you, Drew.
Good morning, Todd. It still looks as though we're going to be seeing plenty of precipitation across the region as we go forward through this weekend and into next week. A pretty sad situation actually evolving across some of the hard breadwinner wheat country. And just take a quick moment to talk about that. It looks as though some areas out of the eastern parts of the Texas panhandle into parts of western Oklahoma and south central Kansas are poised to pick up on some incredibly heavy rainfall this weekend. Into the early part of next week, we could see 6 inches or more of rain occur in some of that region. It will be on top of ground that is already saturated or nearly saturated. The result is going to be some damage to the wheat crop as well as some of the summer crops that are produced across that region. And some of this moisture is going to stream out of that portion of hard red winter wheat country and across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward through this forecast period. That will include places in Missouri, the south central and southeastern parts of Iowa, and then from there eastward through parts of Illinois into Ohio and maybe southern Michigan. These areas will all see 1 to 3 inches of rainfall over the next several days and will likely see it come in waves, so there will be a limitation to the amount of field work that will occur across the area. There's already flood watches and a couple of flood warnings in effect for parts of this region from the Central Plains into the into at least Illinois this morning, and we're going to see some more of this take place. We did get some heavy rains to occur yesterday across a part of the Midwest. Most of the greatest rainfall seems to have been focused on Iowa and northwestern Illinois, parts of southern Wisconsin. But this is the area that's going to see additional rainfall as we move out over the next couple of days. And obviously the flood watches are in effect for parts of Illinois are in response to the fact that it's already raining across parts of the region and there's more to come. The driest air in the region right now is in the lower parts of the Midwest, mostly sunny skies this morning in southern Illinois and from there into Ohio and down into Kentucky. The humidity is high, though. Temperatures are running up in the middle and upper 70s to around 80 degrees across these areas, and we're going to see that it be a very warm day across the lower parts of the Midwest. Temperatures this afternoon in some of that region will likely peak out in the lower 90s once again, and we'll see the heat abate after that. It's already going to be a bit cooler today from portions of the Central Plains into the western Great Lakes region. Some of this area will only highs in the upper 60s and 70s, and that will eventually try to advance to the east and south as we get out into the day on Saturday. However, the frontal boundary is not going to allow that cool air to get very far to the south, and most of the temperatures, really from Saturday through about Wednesday of next week, will be mostly upper 70s and lower to a few middle 80s across the heart of the Midwest throughout all that period of time. And our low temperatures at night will stay fairly warm as well. Looks like most of the readings will be in the 60s in the lower parts of the Midwest, perhaps even a few lower 70s taking place. And then the northern parts of the Midwest will see the lows running primarily in the 50s and a few upper 40s in the far northern fringes of crop country. Well, looking at overseas weather just for a quick moment, we do have a lot of areas that are drying out around the world, and we're going to watch them closely through the weekend and into next week. Those areas include a big part of Australia's winter crop country, although today's forecast models are suggesting rain will fall in some of the eastern wheat, barley, and canola areas as we get into next week. And it looks like they're drying out parts of Russia and Ukraine. Portions of France and Germany are also drying out, although Germany will probably continue dry while France gets some more rain as we move into next week. And that is pretty much it this morning. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey. With more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Checking the numbers now in Chicago at this hour. Corn futures are at 354 and three quarters in the July. That's down a penny and three quarters. December 372, two and a quarter lower. July beans at 939 and a quarter, down three quarters. November at 904 and a half, four and a quarter lower. Bean meal off $1.70. Bean oil 7 cents higher. July soft red winter wheat is up two and three quarters at $5.07. The live cattle June contract down $1.47 and a half at $153.70. August feeders at $224.67 and a half, down $1.57 and a half, and lean hogs at $81.32 and a half cents are a nickel lower. Bill Mayer is now here to take a look at the numbers. He's with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, Illinois. Thanks, Bill, for being with us and being our guest on Commodity Week as we recorded yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. Yep.
Those folks who want to listen to that can always do that. It's up online already. Yeah. WillAg.org. Ray Jenkins with us, as well as Matt Bennett. It was a nice show. I enjoyed that one and hope you did too. Let's talk about the marketplace for the day today, though. What's your expectations as we wrap up this week?
Well, I think we're kind of down here today to trying to maybe salvage on the corn and the wheat some good weekly closes. I don't know that we can do it. I think it seems like we've got a little bit of pressure on the market here today, but we're within striking distance, you know, of ending up with a positive close for the week on those two, and I guess that's probably kind of critical. We do have a crush report out Monday on the beans. I think that's going to be watched pretty closely to see how the pace is going there as far as the crush. Other than that, the weather we're looking at, and I think the trade's trying to debate whether the rains are, especially in the western part of the belt, are positive or negative right now.
Yeah, so it has both effects, I suppose. Rain makes grain. On the other hand, in Kansas, Missouri, the southwest part of Iowa, where a large part of the soybean crop has not been put in the ground, and something like 18 million acres last week, I think, according to John Newton here on this campus, haven't been sown yet. It's going to make a difference, and if it doesn't go in, that actually could really make a difference over time.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I think even as you look across the belt, I think you find, some spotty problems here and there, even in Illinois, although we're in awfully good shape here overall. But, you know, the USDA's put in a pretty good yield there on corn and beans, and, whether we're up to those expectations or not, we'll find out as we go through the next 30 days. The other thing I might mention here, Todd, is just on the dollar. I think the dollar's really an important factor here. We've kind of been really choppy this week here. Technically, it looks like we could be, kind of establishing a lower trading range here on the dollar to me, but I think that's really going to influence how we turn out here next couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, all right. Hey, thanks so much, and we appreciate talking to you today.
Okay.
And yesterday, too.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Bill Mayer, Strategic Farm Marketing, right here in Champaign, Illinois, joins us on the opening market report for this Friday morning. It is the 12th day of June. The U.S. dollar, by the way, is at 95.21. That's up 0.23 for the day. Crude oil at $60.32 is 45 cents lower. The wholesale price of gasoline's down a penny and 7 tenths. 7 tenths of a cent. Ethanol futures are 1 penny and 6 tenths lower. Natural gas is down 1 penny and 8 tenths. And diesel fuel just about unchanged on the morning at this time.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With more than 145 years of experience, Busey understands the benefits healthy businesses provide the local economy. Proudly partnering with the business community since 1868.
Now, a couple
Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now, a couple of items in the agricultural weather forecast. Locally, a flash flood watch is in effect until 10 a.m. for Ford County, a flood warning for the Sangamon River at Monticello until Saturday evening, and a flood warning for Iroquois River at the Iroquois extended to Saturday morning. Some minor flooding could occur there. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day-to-day likely. A high of 88. We'll continue those tonight as well. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Overnight last night, about 4 tenths at my home, raining again in Mahomet now.
Good morning. Solitary confinement can cause mental illness for prison inmates, but those prisoners are less likely than others to get help once they are freed. We'll hear more in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. President Obama has tried and failed to close the Guantanamo Bay prison camp for years. I'm David Green.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. This hour, we'll ask whether there's hope to close the prison before the end of Obama's term. Also, scientists have scratched their heads over why we itch. New research might provide an answer. And the latest summer blockbuster takes DNA from the long-dead film Jurassic Park to bring the series back from extinction. Clever girl. It's Friday, June 12th. Former President George H.W. Bush turns 91 years old. And the news is next.